The next great aspect of excellence in leadership is about communication. You know, you have lots of communities and groups in your business, your employees, your suppliers, your customers, and your investors, and it's very important that you communicate to them in many different ways, in meetings, in newsletters, in emails, in videos, every way that you possibly can. Here's a good rule to keep in mind. It's hard to over-communicate. I want you to communicate both the good news and the not-so-good news. People want to know what's going on. They want to know what to expect. They want to play the game of business with you. And people also fear the unknown, and they need to fill in the gaps. People love to tell stories to themselves and to others, and you need to give them a story to tell, or they're going to make up their own story. And when they make up their own story, it's not likely to be the story that you want them to be telling to themselves or repeating to other people. The frequency of your formal communication and your formal meetings depends entirely on your need for operational integration and collaborative decision-making. For some companies and some departments, the right thing to do is to have weekly meetings. For other departments, the right thing to do is to have daily meetings. And at manufacturing companies, they even have a meeting at every shift change. And that's for other businesses too, like police departments and any time where there's a real need to have strong operational integration in between different teams that come to work at different times. So set the frequency of your formal meetings based upon the operational requirements and the collaborative decision making requirements of your particular company or your particular department. And here's a bonus for all of you leaders and managers. Have one-on-one meetings every week with all of your critical partners and employees. Make sure that what needs to be discussed is discussed. It shows that you care about them. It shows that you value them. It makes them feel appreciated and important. And you can find a way to talk about the things that really need to be talked about during those. Here's a bonus I'm going to give you, just a little tip, and I call this the UCR system for having challenging conversations. U stands for uncomfortable, C stands for concerned, and R stands for request. Very closely related to that is the UCD system, which is uncomfortable, concerned, and then making a declaration. So here's the way this works. Let's say that Joe is continuing to show up for work late, and you need to have a conversation with him. You can say, Joe, I'm uncomfortable with the way that you've been showing up late recently. I'm concerned that you're setting a bad example for the other people and that your heart really isn't in the game. So my request to you is that you make a better effort to be on time every day. Or you might substitute the request with a declaration. Joe, I'm uncomfortable with the way that you've been coming in late. I'm concerned with the message that's sending to the rest of the team. So here's what we're going to do. If you come in late one more time, we're going to have to let you go. That's the UCR system, uncomfortable, concerned, and request for having those challenging conversations. Make sure that you're communicating not just the good news, but the bad news as well, so that people will have an opportunity to play the game of business with you, and you can control the stories that they're telling to themselves and others.